This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Leaders of the Hopi tribe in northern Arizona have extended a lockdown order for residents amid a continued surge in new COVID-19 cases. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports the tribe has one of the highest rates of new infections in the country.
Hopi officials say they've confirmed more than 100 new known COVID cases in the past 2 weeks. It continues a sustained spike that began in the fall. In all, nearly 1,200 members of the 9,000-person tribe have tested positive since the pandemic began. One worrying number for Hopi health officials is the tribe's percentage of positive tests, a key indicator for virus spread, which is more than 25%. That's over three times the national figure and higher than Arizona's statewide percentage. This week, the tribe extended its reservation-wide lockdown order until March 1st. It requires masks to be worn at all times in public and puts nightly and weekend curfews in place. Residents are also prohibited from gathering with people outside their households, along with several other restrictions. According to the order, those who violate it face criminal penalties. Most of the tribe's 12 villages have closed access to non-residents during the pandemic. Officials say travel between villages and off the reservation continued to be a primary driver of new COVID infections. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
A nonprofit advocating for the protection of a sacred site in Arizona went to court Wednesday to try and stop a proposed copper mine. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media has more.
Over the course of the preliminary injunction hearing, the nonprofit Apache Stronghold talked about the religious and cultural importance of Oak Flat, the site Resolution Copper wants to mine. Nolan Pike, a member of the group and of the San Carlos Apache tribe, testified at the hearing.
It saddens me to the fact that I had to go and get questioned about my religion, about my way of life, and how it is to pray and what it means, and to try to convey that message to the judge so that he can make the right decision.
Apache Stronghold also claims the land was to remain in Apache ownership, according to a treaty signed in 1852. The judge says he will decide whether or not to issue a preliminary injunction, temporarily stopping any progress on the mine by next Friday. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The leader of the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma is weighing in on a challenge to a freedmen descendants' run for tribal office. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. in a statement Wednesday said the challenge is offensive. Hoskin says freedmen descendants are equal and full citizens under the law, including the right to seek public office. An eligibility complaint was filed this week after Cherokee Freedmen descendant Marilyn Van filed for candidacy for tribal council. The Cherokee Phoenix reports the complaint by Cherokee citizen Robin Mays states Van is not Cherokee by blood as required by the Constitution. There have been long-fought political and legal challenges over the status of freedmen, descendants of former Cherokee-owned slaves. Freedmen were granted rights of Cherokees through treaty in the 1800s. In 2017, courts ruled they are full Cherokee citizens under the law. The complaint has been sent to the Election Commission's attorney. Van told the Tulsa World she would fight in court if necessary. The general election is scheduled for June. Flags on the Navajo Nation are at half staff in honor of former President Albert Hale, who passed away this week at age 70 after complications from COVID-19. He was Navajo Nation president in the 90s and later served in the Arizona legislature and was a member of the Navajo Nation Bar Association and the New Mexico Bar Association. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Utah Dene Bakea, working to restore Bears Ears National Monument to 1.9 million acres with co-management by tribes. Info on supporting this effort at utahdene.org. That's UTAHDINE.org.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.